This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the world of the DJ Veers. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Jennifer Horn on the DJ V Show, and Kara Schillen. Fortunately, Victoria had, is it stomach flu? It looked like a bug of some sort in her description of
what was going on. Hopefully she didn't eat any romaine lettuce.
Ooh. No. Oh, well. Yeah, I think that's pretty much, that's gone. That was one batch.
No. Actually, really? In California, we had our first death the other day from the romaine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Hunga bunga. All right, speaking of California, United Airlines headquarters are both San Francisco and Chicago. United says that they are going to ban several dog and cat breeds. No more traveling these particular animals in the cargo hold of its flights. Story in today's Los Angeles Times, starting the 18th of next month, the folks at United banning Boston Terriers, Boxers, Pugs, and Pekingese dogs out of concern for higher adverse health risks. Studies have shown dogs with short noses are more likely to have health problems while being transported on planes. Persian and Himalayan cats also are banned from the cargo hold. Notice they didn't ban them from flying in the plane. They just say you can't ship them in the cargo hold. They said small pets will be allowed in the cabin as long as the carrier fits under the seat. In addition, United will not transport pets to Las Vegas, Palm Springs, Phoenix, and Tucson because of the heat in the summertime. When you land on those airports, it's like landing in a frying pan. The average temperature of the tarmac when you land in those airports is 180 degrees. During the summertime. So I think what they're being sued because that French bulldog died on the flight. The flight attendant ordered the owner of the pet to put the dog in the overhead luggage compartment like a moron. And what the hell do you think is going to happen up there? Oh, man.
The interesting thing, though, is it doesn't actually, I mean, hopefully now everyone's learned from it and they'll never do something like that again, but it's not really addressing that problem. It's saying that they're not going to put any of them in the cargo hold, and that's not where the pet died. So hopefully that seemed to be an error of judgment on the part of a flight attendant. So hopefully, you know, hopefully flight attendants have learned from that. But
well, I used to, when we were going back and forth to California when I first had Charlotte, she flew under the plane, and it wasn't until one day, and it was actually on a United flight. It wasn't an American flight. I was sitting looking out the window at the crate and watching her as the thing went up, you know, the belt that conveys your luggage and stuff into the cargo hold. And I looked at her face, and she was scared crazy. So I never put her under the plane again. I always brought her with me on the plane. Now I have to see, for those of you who haven't heard me in a casual way refer to a dog, I found a new dog, and the dog's name is Princess. Matter of fact, Kara, would you do the honors of posting a picture of her on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show? We'll put a picture up of Princess, and you can see what you think of how she looks. I'll tell you stories as we go along. I found her yesterday at the Rhode Island Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And you talk about cruelty. This dog had come from a puppy mill in either Alabama or Arkansas and was shipped up here after she had the puppies because she had an issue with her hips. And she's less than 2 years old, so she was put into the system right away, had the puppies, and then gained a lot of weight and has been in a crate pretty much ever since. And they found her. Listen to this. This is what drives me nuts. I wish Victoria were here to have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a home. They found 24 dogs that were in unbelievable circumstances. And this one, what in the hell possesses somebody? You know, unless they grab this bulldog thinking, okay, we can, because they're worth a lot of money. The average bulldog pup is about $1,200. So you grab a dog like that and you breed them to some decent bulldog and then you, you know, get 8 or 9 puppies out of them and you have a cash cow, a cash dog, pardon the pun. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so she was in this house and they raided it and cleaned it out. Apparently there was so much noise and smell. The neighbors complained, and so the authorities went in. And they, but you hear stories like this, Jennifer, every yep. day of these people and what the hell they're doing. And I've been, like, for 2 months, I started early in March thinking, you know, I'm going to start looking around for a dog. And so I went all the rescue places out there. And you remember last year I talked about going to the Orange County rescue place for bulldogs last year, and it didn't quite work. And I wasn't sure I really wanted another bulldog. Because it was, you know, I wanted to sort of set a difference between Charlotte and whatever it was that I got next. Because it's been 3 years since Charlotte left. Although within 3 weeks of Charlotte dying, Meredith calls me on the phone and says, I want a dog. She was very close to Charlotte as well. So it was kind of like after Charlotte left, I want to get a dog for myself. Because she hadn't had a dog for herself for quite a long time.
Sometimes so, you need, it's not replacement, but you have to be
it's
ready.
It's another dog. Right, but I'm ready.
Right, it's another way to have that love in your connection.
It is. It's
in your
that
life.
Unconditional love that you will. I know. I feel. I felt it when I saw the dog yesterday. She came outside and looked at me, ran under the fence. She's a hot.
You and your bulldogs. I thought for sure you would maybe look at a different breed because
I did
too. Too much like Charlotte. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm sure Brenda and I were talking about this last night. Probably every other time I talk to her, I'll say Charlotte Ann instead of Princess. And I don't know whether Princess is the right name for her or not. She's kind of Charlotte was a princess. Good heavens.
Yeah. I think you need a real name. I feel like we need a real name.
Yeah, like Ellen or so. I was actually thinking of Ellen, and I don't know why. Or Sandy, there's a person I know in my life who's been very influential.
She looks like a daisy to me, I think, because
daisy?
She's got that. Yeah, because she's got that flower on her head.
Yeah, she does in the picture. Well, you can check her out and let me know what
well,
you think.
Well, maybe we'll put it on Facebook, and we'll see if anyone who listens
that's an
has
idea.
A good suggestion.
What's a good suggestion?
I
thank
like
you,
Daisy
Cara.
May. What about
idea.
Daisy May? That's so
Daisy
cute.
May, maybe? Yeah, maybe that's good. See what she responds to. Daisy May. All right, so I don't think that was her name anyway. I think she just, somebody picked it out
yeah,
of
yeah, they put her up there with
yeah,
the name.
Yeah, because that's the fellow that I talked to who was wonderful. I said to him, I saw Donald, my pal and co-farmer, has been sending me all of these connections, and I've been going to all these sites, and I've had 4 or 5 really bad experiences because it takes so long to fill out the paperwork, and they have their regulations. Then I found out that the dog that I liked in Connecticut, you can't ship dogs from Connecticut to Massachusetts, and oh, jeez. And so I'm thinking, okay, the right thing will happen at the right time. I just let it go. And so Donald sent me this picture yesterday morning. And instead of filling out the paperwork, I decided I'm getting in my car. I'm driving down there. So I drove down yesterday morning after I got off the air because I didn't want. Normally it takes me a couple, 3 hours to get my radio work done before I can go off and do other things. But as soon as I get off the air, whoosh, into the car, I drive down there because I don't want somebody. What happens oftentimes with dogs like
people
this is
people grab
that
your dog.
Somebody grab them. Right.
So what do you have to do? What's the process like when you go to one of these? These safe puppy well, adoption places. Do they come and check you out, or do they make you?
Some of them do. Yeah, some of them do. Some of them will check you out. They'll do it in different ways. I think what most of them do now is when you give them your name, they just Google you. They want to see what can they find out
make
online.
Make sure you're solid, right?
Right, exactly. So they can do that pretty easily with me, and then it makes it easy. And the guy said he recognized right away. I knew. For example, she does have an issue with her hips, and it could be a nerve thing because of the puppies or just the fact that she's not had any exercise for 2 or 3 months, so her back legs have become weak. But I felt her paws as I was rubbing her and talking to her, and her front paws were normal. They felt warm, but her back paws did not feel warm. And so that means there's a circulation issue back there. And when she gets up, she pushes off with her feet together, and then she gets into a regular stride. But she's at least 12 pounds, if not more. Charlotte weighed about 50 pounds, 50, yeah, in that vicinity. This dog's about the same size as Charlotte. Has about, you know, the face is very similar. It's a little different, but she's still got a lot of the same features. But she has a different sort of, Charlotte was a pretty aggressive, you know, I'm the boss kind of. And this dog is not. She's very docile. So there's a difference there. Just having you know, instead of having my MyPillow, the dog will be
yeah.
the MyPillow. All right, while
you
we're
can
talking
flip her
about
around and cuddle with her.
Yeah, so you can check her out at facebook.com/TJV show and give us some suggestions on what you think a good name might be. I'd be eager to hear from those of you who want to give us a suggestion.
Oh,
you can
she
send
looks
it
like a Daisy to me.
A Daisy May could be.
I think
at Doug Steffen also. Yeah, Doug at DougSteffen.com. While we're talking about planes and flying and stuff, here's the story from San Francisco where a United employee whose advances were rejected by one of his co-workers has been accused of murdering her boyfriend as part of a bizarre, we talk about Carismondo bizarro world here. This is it. The fellow is identified as Kevin Prasad, his co-conspirator Donovan Rivera, charged with murder, no bail. This guy was shot outside of his home in Daly City, which is a suburb of San Francisco. According to prosecutors, this guy plotted to kill this other guy so he could end up with his girlfriend. What crazed...
I always wonder what's going on in people's brains where you're like, hey, so this girl didn't like me before, but now that I've murdered her boyfriend, she'll definitely want to be with me.
Oh, my God. Okay. Also, at San Francisco International this past week, not one, not two, but three. And this is the kind of stuff we've gotten, and I don't know that we need to know this because it makes people nervous. I always try to try to find stuff that doesn't make you crazy or doesn't make you nervous. But I look at these things and I think to myself, okay, so how often does this happen in other airport situations? There are three close calls reported at San Francisco the last week. Pilots causing three airport close calls because they weren't paying attention. One of them was on the ground and two of them were, one of them was takeoff, another was landing. They just are not paying attention. And before you know it, you're practically on top. Wasn't it, was it two or three weeks ago at some airport, and I'm trying to remember where it was, in the south, I think, where a plane clips another plane and knocks the tail off of it. It was a commuter plane hit by a bigger plane and just knocked the rear end off the plane. And you know, so, you can't see the other plane? Hello? Look out the window. There's a plane there. I get it. And each airline has its own, we have the, you know, you've got the tower, which is supposed to be responsible for all the traffic on the airport. And then there's the individual airlines have their own smaller towers over the areas where they have gates to direct the planes out of the gate and out onto the runways before air traffic control takes over. So somebody, is nobody looking? That would be my question. Okay. So now that I've gotten that out of my system, I want to get something else out of my system. How fabulously fortunate you will be. Well, it's good that you listen to this program anyway, because there are a lot of things that happen here that don't happen elsewhere, conversationally and otherwise. And one of them is that we were chosen to be one of the first people to talk about the books, these bouquets, B-O-U-Q-S. The Books. I have my first Books bouquet. Came out of the box yesterday. And the flowers, as soon as it comes with a beautiful glass vase that holds water as you ship it. And then when you get it, you can put water. I put water in that Stay Fresh stuff. I put it in the glass bowl. These flowers are just beginning to open and develop. So by the time Mother's Day comes around, I don't have any mothers here, but the flowers will be all open and they'll be beautiful. That's what you want. You don't want stuff that's already open. I remember how many times Meredith would give me a lesson in what to buy for flowers and what not to buy for flowers. Look at the, you know, if they look old or they're fully open, don't buy them. And that's the thing. Most people, at least guys, they don't pay attention to that. So pay attention. Let these people do the work. The Books folks, the Books bouquets are unique, fabulous, delivered straight to your mom. No middlemen. The mom that gets these is going to feel very lucky. So make your mom feel good. Go to Books, B-O-U-Q-S.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Enter the code Doug, D-O-U-G. Save 15% off the cost of your bouquet from Books.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And change past the hour, DJV time, with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. This month, actors, athletes, social influencers, social influencers. It's always been hard for me to say. Business folks, a lot of people working with the Child Mind Institute to send messages of hope about their experience growing up with a mental health or learning disorder. Campaign is called Hashtag My Younger Self. Celebrities made videos explaining their personal struggles with things like ADHD, anxiety, depression, dyslexia, some other learning disabilities. Kristen Bell, for example, talks about her battle with anxiety and depression. James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek shares his story of overcoming dyslexia. Michael Phelps talks about his ADHD. Lena Dunham talks about a history of OCD. Campaign encouraging you to make your own video if this is a problem with you, sharing your struggle to help spread awareness and help normalize some of these struggles people are having with. So I guess some of this is mental health for sure. Children can upload their video if they have a problem. They want to do something like this to the Child Mind Institute website, as well as share it on social media using the hashtag MyYoungerSelf. The campaign is aiming to raise money, and a lot of donations are coming in to this organization. All right, the Child Mind Institute, childmindinstitute.org. All right, there's a good job. 25 and change after the hour now. Some music news. Ariana Grande is going to open up, Jennifer, the 2018 Billboard Music Awards. She's come back to the music scene.
She's so excited.
Are you psyched?
Me?
Yeah.
No, but you might be.
Hey, maybe that's your new dog's name, Ariana Grande.
Ariana.
You like?
Yeah.
Ariana could be a cute dog.
Yeah, Ariana. Yeah, that's a nice name. Ariana. No Tears Left to Cry. This is a new song, right?
Uh-huh.
Made her the only artist to have the lead single from their first four albums debut in the Billboard charts. She's also been announced as the opening artist for the Billboard Music Awards. She broke the news during her takeover of the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. So they're now doing, that's right, we were talking about that last week, how they're going to have artists be co-hosts for a night.
He's trying to get a leg up because, you know, so many of the other guys, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and even Seth Meyers to some extent, well, they're all a little boring at this point for, I think, for us, but they've kind of gone the political route.
Yeah,
Fallon seems to be looking to bring in, instead of interviewing people, just letting people come in and take over the show, which is more of his strength.
Yeah, well, I think he and Corden, who is not really doing that political, but he's got the whole carpool karaoke
and
thing.
He's got his thing.
Yeah, so I think Fallon now has to come up with a competing thing for carpool karaoke.
Yeah, because the beer pong with the celebrities isn't working, so he's looking for something else.
I saw a video of James Corden jumping out of a plane.
Really? Still is. He's still with us?
Yeah, no, it was fine. Very interesting.
I have to pull the cord.
All right. Also in the musical news today, the late Johnny Cash has a lot of gold records to his credit. It's on public display now for the first time. Because You're Mine, I Walk the Line, his first gold record. This is such a fabulous song. You've never heard it. You've heard this, right, girls?
Yes.
You know this song. Well, sometimes people haven't. So the plaque, the gold record, that's what used to happen. Disc jockeys, well, actually, more the performers. Like, if you go into Graceland, you see a whole wall of gold records, literally gold-plated records, usually not hung up by themselves, but in some kind of a frame that commemorate how well they did. So,
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It is 34 after the hour. We're missing the services of Victoria Keelan Live. She'll be back hopefully after she gets rid of whatever it is that's going on in the Ugga Bugga department with her. I mean, Bugga, underscore Bugga. Jennifer Horn is here, though, on the DJ V Show. And so is Kara Schillen bringing you a good day. I went to Rhode Island yesterday to pick up the dog, or not to, I didn't pick the dog up, but I met the dog. I'm going to pick her up on Friday. Anyway, so I'm listening to a radio program. And there's a woman host on the air. I'm not going to give you her name, not important. It was kind of funny. There was a caller on the air who told this lady about a sitcom-like scene when the mistress showed up at her lover's wake. They were talking about funeral stories. I don't know where they thought that was going to be uplifting. So how do you deal? I mean, she just was telling the story, and I was listening intently because I figured there'd be some kind of a fight that would be the punchline. No, it wasn't. The two of them got together and talked about, apparently, according to this caller, what a jerk the guy was who died.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was very interesting. And then there was another woman who called talking about her being suspicious about his weight gain, and it turned out he was dining regularly with two different women. So, double lives, they were really, I guess that's really what they were talking
about.
That's
what I do. I don't know how people have the energy to live double lives.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted to live my single life. I can't even imagine.
I know. All right, so let's get, you have a trending story. I wanted to talk about something in California. We're going to have a focus on beating breast cancer in a few minutes as well as another public service. But Jen, what do you have trending?
Well, a couple of things. Probably the biggest story maybe of the week, and you seem to update that every single day because these things keep going.
Right.
But lots of attention on the fact that there has been a shakeup in the Trump legal team. And he originally started with John Dowd, who resigned a couple of months ago. Then you had Jay Sekulow, who's still in there. He's still on board. Ty Cobb, who has the weird handlebar mustache. You've probably seen him on TV. He's out. And now Rudy Giuliani is in, along with Emmett Flood, who is the former impeachment lawyer for Bill Clinton. This is a big indication that Trump is actually taking this Mueller investigation seriously, and he knows that it's coming to its end, its conclusion, and he is getting a team of real lions, I guess, would be the way to describe it, together to defend him, as opposed to a more soft approach to law. Not that Ty Cobb and John Dowd aren't great lawyers. They really are. But this is a rough, tumble, aggressive style of lawyer that Trump is now surrounding himself with. Rudy Giuliani had a really kind of shocking interview with Sean Hannity on Wednesday night. And in that, he disclosed that Stormy Daniels, the payment made by Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, to Stormy Daniels for her nondisclosure agreement, was actually reimbursed by President Trump. And so now the question is, was Trump lying about not knowing about this deal? Was he telling the truth? And perhaps his business, or he himself personally, just gave Michael Cohen a retainer to reimburse him for fixing problems, since he was known as Trump's fixer? Mm-hmm. That seems to be the question, and I think it shows that Trump knows that these even campaign finance laws could take him down, and so now you're seeing all the cards on the table, and we'll see. In the next 2 weeks or so, we should know whether or not Trump will sit down in front of Mueller and answer questions in some capacity, whether it's in writing or verbal answers, without Mueller trying to subpoena the president, which seems like it could also be a possibility.
A lot of questions this week about the relationship as we move forward with South Korea. That is where we
North
have
Korea,
a number.
South Korea, sure, yeah.
Well,
and there's some
troops.
News there too. North Korea is releasing the Americans that it had detained as a show of good faith. So, it'll be interesting to see how they buddy up against the United States or with the United States.
Well, South Korea insisting that troops will stay there, even though the tensions seem to be, this is sophomoric to think about. Okay, so North Korea now, they're going to be the good guys, and everybody's going to be fine in hand. No, come on. You don't just pull the plug and disappear. There have been 6 decades of hostility there between their two countries, and we have 29,000 troops there. Did you know that? We had that many stations?
I didn't realize
that. In South Korea? Since the Korean War, it didn't end, but they stopped hostilities in 1953. As you know, last week, I think the official ending was signed to the Korean War as a matter of, under this circumstance, a show of good faith. Let's make people feel comfortable. But anyway, troops have nothing to do with peace treaties, nothing to do with our relationship with the North. U.S. troops stationed will stay. So there you go. 29,000 people. I don't think that's tough duty over there. It's going to Afghanistan that's tough, tough duty. California police this week investigating, Jennifer, whether the Golden State Killer is responsible for yet another set of murders. In this circumstance, there seems to be a question about the boyfriend of Rhonda Wick and her 4-year-old son. Craig Coley has been in jail for 4 decades for being convicted of murdering this woman, and in fact, he didn't do it. Imagine that. He's 70 years old now. He's been in jail since he was 30, and he said he didn't do it, but the information that the police gave to the prosecutors made it easy to convict this guy, and he said, I love these people. They were dear to me. I would never kill them, and I never had any time to grieve their death.
Wow.
Spent more than half his life behind bars for a double homicide he didn't commit. So, you know, this is, I'm befuddled by all of this stuff. Really, we've had two or three instances of this week alone, I think, haven't we? Or certainly within the last week or so. So, more food for thought. In a few moments, Dr. Christy Funk is going to join us with a discussion of, once again, the focus, but a different angle taken on the issue of women and developing breast cancer, or keeping yourself from getting it, probably more important, right after these words. Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
This May, Guiding Eyes for the Blind, a nonprofit dedicated to creating life-changing connections between people with vision loss and exceptional guide dogs, wants you to get your WAG on. The first annual Wagathon fundraiser is a virtual marathon that you and your dog can do anywhere at your own pace over the month of May. The goal is to hit 26.2 miles while raising funds for Guiding Eyes. It's an opportunity for you and your dog to stay healthy and do good. President and CEO Thomas Panic has more.
It takes $50,000 to support a guide dog through its lifetime, and we provide them at no cost to the person who is blind. The Wagathon is a great way for people and their dogs to get active while raising money to support our mission.
The Wagathon starts May 1st and continues through May 31st. Sign up online and start fundraising now at www.guidingeyes.org/wagathon or join the social conversation using hashtag Wagathon. Again, just go to guidingeyes.org/wagathon and join the fun.
Brian! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 44 after the hour on the DJV show. Do you know that every year, 240,000 cases of breast cancer diagnosed in our country? This is just our country. In fact, 1 in 8 women, Jennifer, will develop breast cancer. And now there is a technology, though, and access to it because of its affordability, to say that nobody ought to die from hereditary cancer. 90% of carriers don't know that they are carrying it. Testing for genes whose mutations can cause serious health conditions like cancer and understanding the risks can help detect, treat, or prevent these conditions. And so we have with us the co-founder of the Pink Lotus Breast Center, Dr. Christy Funk is here. Hi, Dr. Funk.
Hi, Doug. Hi, Jen.
So, this discussion we're having today about the importance of testing for genetic mutations. My former wife died after 21 years being in stage 4 breast cancer. My daughter had that test that you're talking about and was found not to have the genetic tendency, which she felt thankful for. But that isn't always the case. And more importantly, it looks like a lot of people who ought to have this test heretofore couldn't get it. Is that right?
Yes, it was prohibitively expensive, and now the cost has come down so much that you can do testing in the comfort of your own home. You just order a spit test. You want to choose a company that's very reliable and that uses the most updated technology and looks at a full spectrum of genes analyzed. So my test of choice is color, and you can get that kit at pinklotus.com. So what basically happens is you get this test mailed, you spit in a tube, mail it back to the company, and within 3 to 4 weeks, you have a full spectrum of 30 genetic mutations analyzed and free board-certified genetic counseling coming with it. So I'm glad to hear that your daughter is negative.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting.
You know, not to interrupt, ahead. But it just pops into my mind because there's a conservative commentator named Kayleigh McEnany who just did an op-ed, I think this past weekend, at the Washington Examiner, maybe. And she admitted that she was going to have, she decided to have her breast removed this week voluntarily. We've heard Angelina Jolie do the same thing because she carries this gene. And basically every woman in her family had, her mom had a mastectomy because of it. And, you know, by getting this information at a young age, people go, gosh, I don't want to. These choices are so scary. But really, when you can take control of your own health and make decisions for your future, that's actually like the most empowering thing you can do.
It's incredibly empowering, but it's also important to realize as a listener that you don't have to leap to maximal risk reduction by removing the organs at risk with mastectomy or removing your ovaries. Yeah. We can just take a very active stance on surveillance. And, for example, if you were with me and my practice and you're 22 years old with this gene mutation, we don't have to think about mastectomy right now or ever if you don't want to. But we can jump right into rigorous surveillance. MRIs, space 6 months from screening ultrasounds. When you hit 30, we start doing mammograms. You see me twice a year. You can think about risk-reducing medications. For example, every BRCA mutation carrier not trying to get pregnant should absolutely be on birth control pills, which is an easy thing to take, drops ovarian cancer by 60%. So there are actionable things we can do if we know that you carry a mutation. If we don't know, I don't want the first sign to be, oh, look, now I have cancer, I need chemo and a mastectomy, and I could have known this 10 years ago and had a heads up and found it at an earlier, more curable stage.
So in terms of now making it easier to find out if you've got this problem, and then when you find out, what do you do about it? Do you change your, you've got to be focused on what you eat and what you drink and what your weight is and all of those sorts of things, which you ought to be anyway, but doesn't that, isn't that part of the treatment that you recommend there? You're in your center is in Santa Monica, right?
Right. It's in Beverly Hills. But there are things you can do if you carry a gene mutation that will lower your risk that are lifestyle and dietary choices. But for the majority of people with the mutation, kind of the mutation wins out. There are things you can do to maybe lessen that risk, but it's not well documented that, let's say, staying at an ideal body weight and avoiding alcohol will take an 80% breast cancer risk for a BRCA carrier down to X percent. Like, we don't really understand
You just know, but you don't know what the numbers. You just know that stuff's not good for you. It's got to be like smoking, using drugs, any of that stuff that changes your metabolic. I find it fascinating, actually, Dr. Funk, that this test is kind of like, I took the 23andMe. It's the same thing. You spit in the tube, and you send it to them, and they analyze your spit. That's pretty fascinating.
It is. It is. So they analyze your genealogy. But I think that the take-home message, though, is that less than 10% of all breast cancer comes from an inherited mutation. The rest of it has to do with dietary and lifestyle choices. So I want people eating a whole food plant-based diet. And Doug, as you've mentioned, stay at an ideal body weight, limit alcohol, and
exercise
to maximize your health.
All right. You can go to pinklotus.com, Pink Lotus, all one word, pinklotus.com, and find out about Dr. Funk, find out about this research, find out about this book that she's written on breast cancer. It certainly will help to empower you, I'm betting. All women should be reading this no matter what their age at pinklotus.com. Dr. Funk, thank you. Good to have you here. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, taxes, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The beginning of the end of questions. We have answers here because the doctor is in the house. One of the doctors on the Good Day Health Focus is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to continue to answer your questions and to review things that are coming about, focus on questions and answers. A lot of studies are done, and Ken makes it his business to study the results of the studies, studying the studies that come out in a lot of the medicine reviews, the journals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So as Ken is a cardiologist, let's continue the focus on cardiology, heart health, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The stroke that comes about as a result of what really does cause, review for people, what causes a stroke in the first place to take place?
There are two different kinds of strokes. One is similar to what happens in the heart, where you have a blockage in the circulation, and then you get a total blockage and blood can't flow. And that causes about 75 to 80% of strokes. And then you also get strokes because you get clots that form from sometimes, for example, an irregular heartbeat in the pumping part of the heart becomes irregular, and that can cause a clot. It projects itself to the circulation to the brain, and that causes inadequate flow also. So that's the other about quarter of the strokes.
The description. All right. So the question comes in the review of one of the studies this week, whether or not going into a sauna could help you reduce the risk of having a stroke.
Well, there's good news. because this comes out of the medical journal Neurology this week, that enjoying regular saunas could actually significantly reduce stroke risk, Doug. Saunas, they lower mental stress and they lower blood pressure. We know this from previous studies. And other studies have shown that saunas reduce dementia risk and decrease the risk of cardiovascular disease-related death. But the news this week is that people who had saunas were 4 to 7 times per week. They were 60% less likely to have a stroke than those who only enjoyed one sauna per week. How saunas might provide this stroke protection is probably due to the blood pressure lowering effect of a sauna. So go enjoy saunas. It seems like the more the better.
Really? Wow. All right. Coming up in a moment, more focus on your heart. And how to, I guess, maybe where to live if you have a heart attack. Where's the safest place? What state is best to live in if you're going to have a, if you're planning on having a heart attack, you may want to move. Ken will explain in a moment.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
All right, so Ken, where you have a heart attack and where you live are two things to consider. I don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg here. If you come from a family that likes, like you've got heart problems, do you move to a state where you're liable to get quicker attention?
Let's talk about this. Heart attack patients get their blocked heart arteries open faster, Doug, if they live in states where they can be taken directly to hospitals that perform the specialized procedure. Not all hospitals can provide the treatment. It's called percutaneous coronary intervention, or PCI. So some states permit emergency medical responders to take heart attack patients directly to a hospital that offers PCI, even if that means bypassing hospitals that are closer. It seems that state-level policies should allow emergency medical services to take patients directly to the PCI-capable centers.
So, do we have, what's the best state in the country, according to this? Where's the best place to live?
It just varies. Some states allow you to go directly to these PCI-capable centers, and some states, they require that you must go directly to whatever hospital is closest.
Hmm. That's interesting, isn't it? Huh? Well, if they don't have any PCI centers around, you better get to a hospital fast, it would seem. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at 59 past the hour.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.